This regular meeting of the Unalaska City Council is called to order at 6 p.m. Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. Councilman Luby, please read the mission statement.
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Okay, thank you. City Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Certainly, Mayor. Mr. Bell?
Present.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Longo?
Here.
Mr. Tudyakov?
Here. And Councilman Tungle is excused. And we have a quorum been established. By present. Please join us with the Pledge of Allegiance. That's Councilman Coleman to lead us.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Welcome all the visitors this evening. This time we'll ask the city clerk will now administrate the oath of office for councilman member Anthony Longo.
I, Anthony Longo, do solemnly swear that I will honestly, faithfully and impartially, perform the duties of a member of the City Council of the City of Unalaska, in true accord with the Constitution of the United States of America,
the laws of the State of Alaska,
the laws of the State of Alaska, and the Code of Ordinances of the City of Unalaska. I take this oath freely, without the least equivocation, mental reservation or self-evasion of mine whatsoever.
So, Mayor, full disclosure, Council Member Bell was able to sign and do his oath of office before he left out of town. He left for out of town. So he already did his oath of office.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations to the Councilman Bell and now Councilman Logo. Longo. Sorry about that. But I'll get it right eventually. All right. Next item is item 5-6 is the appointment of the vice mayor. Next, we'll appoint the vice mayor from among the council members to serve a one-year term. Would anyone like to make a motion?
I move to appoint Councilman Tungle as the vice mayor.
Been moved. I have a second.
I'll second.
Seconded by Councilman Luby. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Certainly, Mayor. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 5-0, Councilman Tungo has been appointed as the vice mayor. Thank you very much. And the next item is 7, is a proclamation. Mayor's proclamation declaring November 1st, 2023 as an extra mile day in Onalaska. I'll read the proclamation on to the record. Declaring November 1st, 2023 extra mile day in Onalaska, whereas the Onalaska is a community which acknowledges that a special vibrancy exists within the entire community when its individual citizens collectively go the extra mile in a personal effort, volunteerism, and service. Whereas Onalaska is a community which encourages its citizens to maximize their personal contributions to the community by giving of themselves wholeheartedly and with total effort, commitment, and conviction to their individual ambitions, family, friends, and community. And whereas Onalaska is a community which chooses to shine a light on and celebrate individuals, organizations within its community who go the extra mile in order to make a difference and lift up fellow community members. And whereas Onalaska acknowledges the mission of the extra mile America to create more than 550 extra mile cities in America and is proud to support Extra Mile Day on November 1st, 2023. Now, therefore, as mayor of Onalaska, I do hereby proclaim November 1st, 2023 to be Extra Mile Day. I urge each individual in the community to take time on this day to not only go the extra mile in his or her own life, but also acknowledge all those who are inspirational in their efforts and commitment to make organizations, family, community, country, and a world a better place. So proclaimed on October 24, 2023. Okay. The next item is the adoption of the agenda. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda?
I move to adopt the agenda.
Moved by Councilman Coleman.
I'll second.
Seconded by Councilman Luby. If there is any objections, hearing no objections, the agenda is adopted. The approval of the minutes of previous meeting. May I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed minutes of meeting held on October 10th, 2023?
Move to approve the minutes of October 10th, 2023.
Moved by Councilman Coleman.
I'll second.
Seconded by Councilman Luby. Council, if there is any objections, hearing no objection, the proposed minutes are approved. Our next item is the city manager's report. I'll turn it over to the city manager, Mr. Humpka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Council. Just a few items that I've highlighted on here. If you'd like to discuss anything I don't point out, let me know. Tomorrow, several of my staff will be working and myself will be meeting with our trilateral group and the visitors who are coming here from the U.S. Coast Guard and J-Bear and our North American Aerospace Defense Command. As you know, this has been talked about a few times over the past few months, and that day has arrived tomorrow. And we'll be meeting at the offices of the Onalaska Corporation, as well as with that group to discuss a variety of things in terms of our island and the services that we have. And there'll be a small tour for everyone that's on there. We've had to rent a bus because our PCR bus is being used. The next thing is a staffing update. Even though we keep churning through, I counted up and we're still around 25. But I think we're in a better spot than we have been in the past. The utility director search, we've mentioned that we've gone out to engage the assistance of a consultant. That's Baker Tilly and Associates, and they've just begun that search. And just so you know, right now I'm trying to help pitch it with that with Scott Brown as the acting utility director and our new deputy director, Eric Hernandez. And together we've been, well, it's my first real week back, but we've been trying to deal with different aspects. If it's HR related, I'm going to try and step up and do more of that while they're trying to run the ropes down there. And certainly we have Optumera and EPS, our consultants in Anchorage, that we've been leaning on. And the only other thing is, I think, well, LEPC, I just learned somehow I missed it that Councilman Coleman is interested in serving on that. So I'll make sure that I update that, and she'll have the pleasure of attending all those meetings. So appreciate that, Ms. Coleman. Anyone have any questions on anything else that is in my report?
Thank you. So the activity with the Coast Guard, NORAD, JBEAR, you have from 12:30 to 1:30 an hour for your community tour. You're spending it on Captain's Bay. I would think you would go down Ballyhoo and our ports and right. What's going on there.
The real, I think this was put in here. It's been amended. So, and I have an agenda, but yeah, definitely our three big ones are Ballyhoo and UMC and then Captain Bay Road.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Then we've got 22 people in that group, 14 of them are visitors. So it's going to be a pretty good crowd. I see that the tribe will be providing the transportation. Does anybody know what that is? That's a bus or school or what?
I spoke briefly with Ms. Rankin. I think she might be on the meeting. I think they're renting a van. Whether it's one or two, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions?
Ms. Rankin can speak. Denise is available to speak if you'd like to know. Denise?
Yes, sure, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That is correct. The tribe has rented a van for the use. There'll just be one, so it probably will be limited to just the...
Unmute.
Thank you. Can you hear? I'm sorry.
Well, we'll go on if she gets here during another opportunity, she can speak up. Okay, next item is the, that it for your report? Any more questions for the city manager?
That is my report. If there are any questions, I'm happy
everybody
to
on the phone,
them.
Councilman Bell, Councilman Nicholson.
No questions. Yes, Mr. Mayor, I do have a quick question.
No, they're on. We can see the mics moving, but there's nothing coming through, so we might have to do a little troubleshooting here.
Turn your phone on. Maybe we're trying to call in. You want us to?
I got a comment from Ms. Rankin that she tried to unmute, but it won't let her talk. It is correct that the tribe has rented a van for the visit, said. And there's some technical difficulties because she is reporting that people can hear her speaking online, but not us.
You want to take a minute to try to figure that one out?
I'd like to do that, please.
I think it'd be best because
thank you.
We're going to be talking business items next. So
okay.
Maybe take
5 minutes, please.
Five or six minutes to take a break here for 5 minutes till we figure out the communication issue. Thank you. We'll be back.
Mr. Bell, can you try to speak? You're the one who's unmuted right now, and see if it's going
yes,
over.
Yes, testing.
Okay.
Testing. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Okay. Let's try Ms. Rankin.
Thank you. Can you hear us in the chambers?
Yes, we can hear you guys now.
Thank you.
Ready to see.
Back in session. About a 5 minute break. I was asking a question. Are there any questions from Councilman Nicholson or Councilman Bell on the phone?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I do have a question for the city manager.
Yes, go ahead.
I see we have a diverse group of positions that are still open within the city. And I don't necessarily need an answer tonight, but is there any of those positions where we could potentially provide additional training to promote within instead of going, you know, out of town or lower 48 to fill some of these positions?
That is something that I've looked at, and who has skills and who, you know, may be interested in trying to pursue perhaps a different course with the city or move up. But as you look at some of these, obviously the police, DPS, have their own requirements. DPU is the director. We are, the lineman issue is four of those, if you see. And the DPW positions, we're looking to probably change the city, the city engineer more to the project manager type sort, because we have so many projects, over 50 of them open. We really need a project manager. We have a city engineer under contract. We don't really use that professional engineering stamp very often. So looking to make a change there, kind of to realign our staff there with what we're really doing and what they need to do. PCR, that's kind of always there's something happening there. I mean, there are three lifeguard positions and a rec coordinator. So I think it's just point in time where we're at right now with PCR. The one is our new finance director, Patricia Sowell, and I have discussed like opportunities for anyone in-house that might be interested in the controller and who we could work with, and or will we go out? And we don't have a definitive answer for that one. That one potentially could. And then planning, I know they just made an offer yesterday to an admin assistant, so that will go away. The GIS administrator, since our new director was the GIS administrator, we're probably looking for a blend for someone who's a good GIS, but also a permit technician. So we're trying to realign some of the roles to do more and not just hire because that's the name of the position. And then ports, billing, and scheduling clerk, I think it's just a matter, it's a timing issue, obviously. Chris had just retired maybe last month before I left, and I'm not sure where that is. So that's why I say there's a lot there, but I think it's not the same kind of vacancy rate of where we were before. So I'm comfortable that we're moving in the right direction.
Thank you. No more questions.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Nicholson?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions for the manager? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Next is the community input and announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Please come up to the podium, use the microphone, state your name. Roger.
Hi, Mayor and Council. Thank you for being here. Roger Blakely, the Director of Parks, Cultural, and Recreation. Got a couple of things for you. On October 31st, we'll be hosting the annual Halloween event at the PCR Center from 5:30 to 7:30. Also during that time, if your youth make the rounds after playing games and having fun in the center, we're going to have a community trunk or treat in the parking lot if weather's permitting. And if it's a bad night and stormy, we'll have that trunk or treat inside. And so also don't forget about the Halloween costume contest. Before you head out on your trick or treat adventure, come to the library, show off your costume. We'll be judging costumes for all ages, 0 to 5, 6 to 12, teen, adult, plus a family category. There'll be prizes in each category, and we look forward to you to be there. Contest is from 5 to 6. And if you are a pumpkin carver, we have the annual pumpkin carving contest and decorating skills. Bring your pumpkin to the community center at the front desk no later than 8 p.m. on October 31st to be entered into the annual pumpkin carving decorating contest. So we have a lot of things going on for Halloween. We look forward to everybody coming. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roger.
Hi, I'm going to be talking on behalf of several nonprofits tonight. First, KUCB's annual fundraiser will run for 30 hours starting Thursday evening, this Thursday, with museum trivia at 6 and a live radio open mic night starting at 7. Local DJs will be on air all night long and all day Friday, and the event will close at the Norwegian Rat on Friday night at midnight. More information is online at thekucb.org. Also, on behalf of the Museum of the Aleutians, they're getting ready to have their annual membership dinner and auction. It's November 4th, which I believe is a Saturday. Margaret Bay Cafe, doors open at 6 p.m. It's free to members. There'll be dinner, a live auction, and a silent auction, and a raffle for airline tickets and some other goodies. On behalf of APIA, I want to mention the Community for Community group, which meets the second Monday of the month at 5 p.m. at the library. This is a group that meets to discuss and reduce the impact of substance misuse in the community. Also, APIA's Healthy Relationship team from Anchorage has some people in town doing some activities around Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is nice for us because we don't really have anybody to do outreach right now other than what we're able to do with our small staff. Finally, for USAFE, I want to remind you of the Unalaska Interagency Cooperative, which is the fourth Thursday at noon, meets at the library. That's kind of a nice meeting to pop into to learn about what's going on with some of the nonprofits and other organizations in town. You'll hear things there that you won't hear anywhere else. So I encourage you to come. If you'd like to be added to the distribution list, I can do that. Optumera, who are great community partners, they're doing their Christmas for Kids program again this year, where they collect money and toys for USAFE, and we take the money and we use it to buy clothing and toys and books. And then anything that's left over goes towards our holiday food boxes. We're also getting ready to start our winter raffle. Tickets are $5 each or $5 for $20. The picture this year is of Alyssa Mae Higman, digital print of one of her paper cuts. It's of a Pacific giant octopus. It's really cool, very colorful. So look for that. And then save the date, Saturday, March 30, 2024, Soup Off. It'll be our first live one in 5 years, I hope. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mayor?
Go ahead.
I have
We have the runoff election on Monday, October 30th, 2023, from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. This is for school board seat SBB. And we have two candidates who put in their name for the position. And early and absentee voting is ongoing until October 27. Folks who are interested in early and absentee voting can stop by City Hall at the clerk's office. And they can vote from Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Sales tax and tobacco excise tax. The third quarter sales tax report and the excise tax report is due on October 31st, 2023. And on behalf of Alaska Association of Municipal Clerks, I'm selling raffle tickets for $10 a piece. And there's two raffles. One would have cash price of $1,900, iPad mini, Apple Watch, and Kenai Fjords National Park Cruise for four. And the second one is a Kate Spade tote. If you would like to buy tickets, please let me know or anyone from Alaska Association of Municipal Clerks. And I invite folks, if they have a nominee for Community Extra Mile Awardee, it's open to everyone in the community. So if you could think of a person who is worth recognizing for going the extra mile, please send in your nominations to either the admin office or to the clerk's office. And so we can award that person on our next council meeting. And lastly, Mayor, I have Ms. Denise Rankin.
Thank you. This will be quick. The Unalashka Corporation would like to invite children ages 1 to 15 years to come to the Unalashka Corporation office for trick-or-treating. We'll have a little pumpkin candy treat bag with the blinky light in it and some sweets as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else on Zoom or telephone?
No one else, Mayor. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next item is a public comment on agenda items. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. They don't want to stay and wait until the item comes up for regular agenda. To comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. We have 3 minutes for this agenda items. Does anyone wish to speak in the council chambers? Yeah, hearing none, is there, to the clerk, are there written comments submitted or are they on telephone or Zoom?
No, sir. No comments submitted.
Okay, thank you. And we'll move on to the next item. Is the work session. We have a motion and a second to go into a work session, please.
Move to go into a work session.
I'll second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Longo. Okay. Hearing no objections, we are in the work session at 6:23 p.m. Motion. Does anyone we're in the work session. Item A, New Year's Eve exception to operating hours for bars and restaurants serving alcohol by the drink. Turn this over to you.
I'm glad it's clarified that it's by the drink.
By the drink.
So I some of my understanding, this subject arose while I was away. And as you can see, Assistant City Manager Margie Veter put together a report for you. But this year's holiday falls on a Sunday. And as you know, our typical liquor laws prohibit licensed premises to remain open past 10 p.m. And since it's on a Sunday, the whole concept was, would that be a possibility to have an approval for a one-time approval for Sunday service. And you can see we included the closing hours for licensed premises. There's basically it's 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday it was typically open till 3. Of course, then Sunday 12 p.m. till 10 p.m. It looks like the one I see. I get that mixed up. So anyway, one of the questions that I got after we had done this and sent it out is, you know, way we looked at it from the staff, is there a value to the community? And is there any, since it was a council person, is there a conflict? We don't anticipate there's a conflict, but that's for you to decide, sir. My take on it is whatever council wishes. I did look into our police force, how it was working the past couple of years when, for example, it was on a Saturday night and we did fireworks, and the concern was, do we have the patrol to be able to cover what we need for to cover, you know, making sure our road is closed when we're doing the fireworks, as well as be able to patrol the general duties of our officers and on a holiday evening that's typically associated with some more drinking than normal. And it's funny how we were just talking about staffing levels, and even if I made that inquiry when Chief Hankins looked into it, if you recall, we didn't have very many people on patrol for the last couple of years. We had a lot of officers working overtime, but there weren't very many. So I think it's fair to say that it's probably not an impact in terms of overtime, or I was a little worried about if we had to pull some in, does that mess up their schedule? And suddenly, you know how they work on and off. And it doesn't seem that that would be a consideration that we need to be concerned about. So with that said, really left the recommendation as neutral. I support the staff. If you think the EMS and fire doesn't have an issue, and it doesn't sound like our chief does either. So with that, the question is, how would this work for the next Sunday holiday? Personally, I'd rather it be something that you guys looked at time and again, rather than make some sort of code change. That would be my revised recommendation.
Any questions or comments? And you had one, I missed it, and that was the conflict of interest. What was that statement, or was there?
One of you owns a bar.
I know what it was. Yeah. What was that?
Well, I mean, it's hard. I spoke with Councilman Luby yesterday, and you know, I do watch myself what's a conflict or whatnot. And I think having a business owner on the council, you know, is, I think it's fair to say that I'm sure other businesses would probably wonder, and in that sense, you kind of represent them. Is there a substantial, is there substantial gain for her? I wouldn't have an answer for that. So that's up to you to determine whether or not, when it comes down to a vote, you know, I always would err on the safe side and not vote myself if I was on council, but I've never been on council. So I've never been tested like that, but it's up to all of you. But I mean, for example, if another business owner came and had asked that, I think it's a question that you would all debate and consider whether she owned a bar or not. So,
all right, thank you, Councilman Coleman.
Okay, great. One of the first things I always try to do when I look at changing ordinance or temporary, whatever, changing something, policy, ordinance, I always try to go back and go, well, why is it written the way it is to begin with? And so this was probably changed quite a while back. Not sure you're going to be able to answer it, but I would guess the first question I'd have to ask is, why are these limited on Sunday? Why are these places not allowed to operate by code on a Sunday?
I can look that up for you. My guess would be, I believe years ago, you didn't have any alcohol sales on a Sunday. Kind of goes back to the whole puritanical based on codifying laws and rules and regs, you know, and certainly if you could extrapolate from that, why is it okay to go and drink beer at the bar, but I can't go and buy a six pack somewhere else? It's kind of the same question. So I think it was an ideology that a lot of these liquor laws kind of came out of, but I don't know your particular history, but I can find out.
I mean, because that's kind of the crux of it for me is like, why is there the basis for not having a bar or an establishment or even a package store open on Sunday? I mean, it was made in ordinance, and I'm sure there was some reason or rationale for it, but I always like to know what that would have been before going and possibly changing it. Could have been a really good reason. May not have been. I don't know. So that's always kind of like one of those things that I always like to know before just going in. What's the basis for it? That's
a good question.
That's the kind of I'm just going to wait, let everybody else go. I'll probably have another question though.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Luby. And then I'll ask Councilman Bell and Nicholson.
So, yes, I would, recuse myself from a vote. I think that it would be perceived, even though it may not be substantial, because substantial is, subjective. So, but I wouldn't want it to be perceived any other way. So I definitely will not vote on this or make a directive to the city manager about it. The reason that I am bringing it up, though, is because I've had people come to me and ask me about it. I didn't even realize that New Year's Eve was on a Sunday until somebody came up to me and said, hey, what are we going to do? Can you do anything? And I says, well, I can ask the question. So I did. And that's how I ended up bringing it here. It benefits quite a few community members. I think a lot of community members like to get dressed up on New Year's Eve and, go have a nice dinner and celebrate. I think a lot of people do like to go to the Grand Aleutian, and then they have the beautiful windows there. They get a nice dinner, and it's not just for the Norwegian Wrap. This is, it's for all the businesses. And then they get to watch the fireworks in the nice warmth of the Grand Aleutian. One of the comments made in here was that maybe possibly you wouldn't have a very good turnout for watching the fireworks. I can tell you that, from my experiences at the Norwegian Wrap, everybody goes outside in the parking lot and watches them. And, I don't think it would stop that. I feel like people are going to drink no matter what on New Year's Eve because they all want to celebrate and party. And they'll find other places, whether it's household parties or who knows where. But sometimes it's better to be in a controlled environment where you have people looking out for people who are maybe tend to overdrink, and we can slow them down. All the bartenders in town, including the UNC bartenders, we work closely with them. And if we have any issues, we're constantly calling each other and letting them know that maybe we've, sent somebody home because they've had too much to drink. Don't let them come over there. They do the same for us. So we work close together. And I don't see it being a big problem for anybody. I don't think that it's going to make or break, any of us, to have a few extra extended hours. So as far as financially, so I don't think the financial benefit either way for anybody is going to be a huge deal. So it's more about the community and giving them a place to go. So that's about all I think I have to say for now. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For New Year's Eve, I do feel that it would be nice to have the bars open so the people of the community can have a place to go and, celebrate. So I'm all for doing what we can do to open up the bars for, past, up to 2 o'clock and stuff on New Year's Eve. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nixon, Councilman Bell, and Councilman Longo.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Looking at this and with the comments that Mr. Homka made, I'd have to agree there's a negligible impact to public safety, either fire or police. If this were a Saturday or any other day, you'd still have that same police force out there. Just being that it's Sunday, it's just another day. The whole closing down at 10 on Sundays or two or three during the week, there's a certain amount of it being arbitrary to begin with. And so I really don't have any issues with moving forward with this as a one-time exemption on this day. You know, it's going to be 2028 the next time that, you know, this issue comes up again. So it's something that is, you know, that doesn't come up very often and can be dealt on an individual basis by council. I guess my question moving forward, would the city manager necessarily need a directive, or is it possible to simply move off of the consensus of opinion of the council?
If I may interrupt, the due diligence of our clerk here has found a memo from Brooks Chandler on this subject. Why, just so you know.
Yeah.
I think it's something that's been born out of how people's basically perceptions of alcohol that you see there in 78. And it does appear that it's a rural option that the state legislature wanted to empower rural communities to be able to, not, you know, not just because you get an alcohol license, the state dictates what the hours would be. So we did have the local option. It looks like we executed that in putting our hours forth. So these are good questions some of you have raised and pointed out. And I think we can get you more information, but I thank Karen for quickly finding that for you. And so those listening, it's a memo from an older memo from an attorney that kind of came out in 1979, excuse me, on exactly why, 2002. Explaining why our hours are what they are. So that's 20 years old.
Great, thank you. Councilman Longo?
I don't see any problem with moving forward with this either. As stated, people are going to find somewhere to drink if they want to, and it being in an establishment where people are kind of looking out for each other, and if it doesn't put a stress on the community here, I don't see a reason to not do it.
Great, thank you. Councilman Coleman?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Obviously I wouldn't want to go into a code change unless I felt like we get some public saying, hey, why are we doing this? Let's look at this, because that's not where this is coming from. There's not very many opportunities when our businesses, I mean, New Year's is not just a holiday. I'm going to address this specifically as New Year's, and I will be bringing this up as a directive, but New Year's is specific to go through midnight. So you can't just, you know, if you're going to have a celebration. So this wouldn't apply to me to any other holiday, because you can open till 10 o'clock on, you know, so this is specific to New Year's. Yeah, I think there's some good points here. And like I said, I think that it seems like I'll go ahead and I'll move forward with the directive later. Then we can bring it up at another meeting, right?
And yes, vote on that. Certainly.
So, thank you. Appreciate Madam Clerk for bringing that up so quickly. So, like I said, I don't feel the need to move into anything that would change the code, just a non-code change. just for the day. I think it would work. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Any further comments? Okay. Well, now we'll receive public comment. At this time, does anyone present wish to speak? State your name. You have 3 minutes.
My name is Ellis Berry. I feel like, at least personally, if there was a good reason to restrict something on, like, in a time-bounded way, it would make sense to apply it the entire week. I think it being restricted just on Sundays kind of smacks of some level of moralizing. So I know you were not in favor of a code change without public input, but I'm at least one person saying that that might not be, you know, that's totally on the table. But obviously this opens up the concern about, you know, drunk drivers and other things. I do feel like there's probably more we can do as a community to prevent those things. But just limiting operating hours on Sunday is probably not the way to do it. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else in chambers? Okay, hearing none, is there anyone on the phone or Zoom or submitted anything in writing?
Miss Denise Rankin has raised her hand.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. I'm speaking as just a community member at this point. And I remember when this went into code that it was a compromise. They reduced the number of hours during the weekday to allow establishments to be able to serve alcohol on Sundays. I don't know why they put a limit on the Sunday time, but I think I would prefer that people in the community, if they so want to, have a place to celebrate New Year's Eve in a safe environment where they could have options to arrive safely home with people monitoring, even though it's not necessarily their job, monitoring their intake. I just worry how many people might be in parties at bonfires or whichever if they didn't have the drinking establishments to go to. So I thank the council for considering allowing it to be open later on New Year's Eve.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'll need a motion and a second to return to regular session.
A motion to return to regular session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Longo, second by Councilman Luby. Is there any objection? Hearing no objections, we are back into a regular agenda at 6:47 p.m. We are now in a regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda must sign up with the city clerk. 3 minute time limit per person. Anybody signed up?
No, sir.
Let's move on. Next item is a resolution with part of the regular agenda. Item A, resolution 2023-43 supporting the full funding for State of Alaska Municipal Harbor Facilities Grant Program in the fiscal year of 2025 state capital budget in the amount of $7,644,677. I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2023-43.
Move to adopt resolution 2023-43.
Moved by Councilman Coleman.
I'll second.
Second by Councilman Longo. I'll turn this over for the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council again. This resolution was brought forth by our Ports Director, Peggy McLaughlin, who is integrally involved with the Association of Harbor Masters and Port Administrators, as are some of our other port staff. And this is just a resolution of support for the funding. It's something that we look to apply to. We'll be looking to apply to some of their programs for the Bobby Stores, our Harbor Grant. And it's really the Harbor Facility Grant Program is exactly established to support municipalities like ours for repair, maintenance, and replacement of aging harbor facilities. So the harbor facilities that will take priority are those that were previously owned by the state of Alaska. Of course, we qualify in that regard, and were turned over to municipalities. So with that said, this is a resolution of support so that they receive the funding. And Alaska benefited from this program in 2015 by $1.5 million for the replacement of the Discovery float at Bobby Stores. And we have potential opportunity again, as I said, to apply for the grant program to help replace our floats A and B. So.
Okay, thank you, City Manager. Let's see, at this time, if council members have comments or questions regarding this resolution. And when Councilman Bell or Councilman Nicholson?
No questions, thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, if I address to the city manager, just a quick question. Is this simply one of many sources of grants that are possible for the Bobby Stores project?
Well, there's a host of grants. I'm not exactly sure, and I can invite Ports Director McLaughlin up here to answer that question, but we regularly look at and rely on our ports, the departments that are charged with the functions, and if there's other ones, I'm sure she can speak to that.
Okay. Just another quick question here. The $7 million that's shown in there, is that the amount of funds that are available through that program, or?
I think that's what they're up for the budget for this year, isn't that correct?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That answers my questions.
Thank you. Commence, Ms. Laughlin.
Any comments on the resolution that we might know or not know?
I think we've put in for Bobby Stores in the skip before, have we not?
No, not in the skip. But there are other programs that are available. They're pretty competitive. This program is specifically designed for the municipalities and the previously owned state facilities. But it is a lobbying effort that the association does every year to get the program, the harbors that have applied to this program funded in full, varying degrees of successes. And if the council is interested at some point, we can do a work session on that and talk about what's been funded and what hasn't been. But the Harbor Association lobbies every year in February. We go to Juneau with the supporting resolutions from as many municipalities and assemblies that we can get, as well as the Alaska Municipal League. And we present that documentation and we speak with all of the representation in Juneau that we can to get support to fully fund this program.
Yeah, thank you for that information.
Thank you. All right. Any further discussion on resolution 2023-43? No, hearing none. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir.
Thank you. I'll restate the motion. The motion is to adopt resolution 2023-43, supporting full funding for State of Alaska Municipal Harbor Facility Grant Program in the fiscal year 2025 state capital budget, in the amount of $7,644,677 total. I'll request a roll call vote at this time, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 5-0, with this vote, the council has adopted the resolution 2023-43 and authorizes the mayor to sign the letter to NOAA. That's the long one. 10-2023 to the state of Alaska. Yeah, not NOAA, my notes. State of Alaska. Okay, next item B, travel approval for Alaska Municipal League Winter Legislative Conference, December 6th through 8th, 2023 in Anchorage, Alaska. We have a motion and a second to authorize the mayor and up to 3 council members to travel to AML Winter Legislative Conference.
I move to authorize up to 3 council and the mayor for the AML annual conference in Anchorage in December. Oops.
No name.
I'll second it.
It's up to 3, but I need names.
Yeah, well,
I got to go. Woman? Anyone else? Tom or Councilman Darren, Nicholson and Bell, are you interested in going to AML in Anchorage on December 8th through the 9th? December 6th to the 8th.
I cannot make that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I would not be available for that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Longo.
I would not be available for that time frame either.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask that Councilman Tungle be put on. He did mention something about it, but that was before you left.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I know Mr. Longo said he wasn't able to go, but they do have... before that, I think Monday, maybe Tuesday, the newly elected officers, they do still do the virtual training on that, correct?
Yes, they have a virtual training on one day and then an in-person during the December conference.
Okay, so there is an option now for either one, or is it you have to do both. You have to do virtual, and then you have to show up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. It's a really good opportunity it's a really good program and training to understand your roles and duties. I think we've all done it, and I would probably even do it again, just as a great refresher to, you know, what you can and you shouldn't be doing. So if you ever get an opportunity to do that, I highly recommend. Can I make one other note, Mayor, yes, before we proceed with the travel? You know, we get the opportunity to represent the city on a lot of these travel opportunities. Our policy states that we're supposed to be doing written reports when we are done. As legislators, it's really important that we really do follow policy. I mean, we expect our city employees to follow these policies. We expect the city manager, we hold him to the highest. What does the policy say? I'm going to plead that everybody here who is given the opportunity and in future opportunities to implore that let's get our trip reports in. And I think it sets a really good example when that does happen. I mean, obviously people notice, and this previous city clerk has given off several comments. It's publicized, and so I'll approve, you know, people going, but new year, if we could just start and really focus on getting those reports, I think it'd be great show for who you are as a leader. So Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And I know that's been a problem with me. I go out a lot, and then I get back, and it just rolls right into another meeting, and I forget about it. But I've been working on my trip reports. I just haven't completed it. So I understand what you're saying. Thank you. All right. We had a motion and a second to authorize the mayor and Councilman Coleman and Councilman Tungle travel to the AFL meeting on December 6th through the 8th. And call for
Mayor, discussion. Just a point of order. The motion earlier was to adopt, and then we need another motion to amend to insert the names of the. Yes, sir.
Okay. It's fine. I'll move to amend to. Amend. I'll move to amend to say Councilman Coleman and Councilman Tongle and Mayor Tudiakal to attend AML.
And move to amend to insert the names of Councilman Tongle, Councilman Coleman, and Mayor Tudiakal to attend the AML meeting on December 6th through the 8th. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Longo to amend the main motion. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, roll call vote on the amendment, please.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Roll call vote for amending this motion for travel is 5-0 in favor of sending Councilman Tungle, Councilman Coleman, and Mayor Tudiakal to the AML December winter meeting. Has anyone signed up to participate in public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
I'll restate the motion at this time. The motion is to authorize the mayor and up to 3 council members, and they're so named as Councilman Tungle, Councilman Coleman, and Mayor Tudiakal to the AML Winter Legislative Conference. I'll request a roll call vote.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 5-0 in favor of the motion, it passed. Authorize the travel on behalf of the city to the AML Winter Legislative Conference. Next item is the Washington, D.C. lobbying trip on December 11th, which follows the legislative Winter Legislative AML Conference, December 11th to the 13th, on December 11th. I have a motion and a second to authorize the mayor and up to 3 council members to travel to Washington, D.C. for the purpose of federal lobbying.
I'll make a motion to approve the mayor and up to 3 council members to travel to Washington, D.C. lobbying trip.
Second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Coleman. And council discussion at this time. It's pretty close to that the meeting in Anchorage, but that's why we schedule it, so we wouldn't have to be sending people in and out, and especially the weather. We missed that timeline. But we are working with the city manager and the lobbyists in Washington, D.C. to set up a schedule utilizing these dates. And at this time, I'll ask for any more discussion, maybe city manager comments.
I have no comments, sir.
Okay. Councilman Coleman or Luby?
Yeah, I just like to state that I would like to travel if it works out for everybody.
Okay, that would be after when we get done discussion, we'll do an amendment to add names. Okay, Councilman Longo, any comments? No comments. Councilman Bell or Nicholson?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, if I can jump in here.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to kind of put this as food for thought or just thinking out loud here. With the state of what's going on in DC is, and the lack of progress and movement with many bills in Congress, the effectiveness or the bang for the buck that we're getting by going on this lobby trip at this point in time, I just, like I'm saying, I'm just thinking out loud. Are we doing what's most cost effective and what's going to be ultimately most effective for this lobbying trip? And, you know, I'd love to hear some input from other council members. I think at this point I will put my name in the hat to travel to DC. I'm already in DC. Where are you guys? But yeah, I will travel.
Okay, thank you. I believe we're trying to get ahead of the game by, you know, you got the rooms, you got your travel, and you also have to have some kind of agenda when you get there, and they're working on that. We'll rely on city managers' input when we get close. Councilman Coleman?
Yeah, I also would like to be considered for the DC trip. I appreciate Mr. Bell's comment. I think this is just a matter of getting this done per our policy and per our, you know, getting things squared away. We can always step back if they can't seem to settle the house and say this isn't really going to work right now. So I can see where this could fall flat. So I think we need to keep our obviously we got Brad and the guys, we can, they'll let us know how this is going. But I think just as far as procedure, let's get the names out there. Let's get this approved. That way we can move the money and have it all settled. And then we can make it to, you know, finalize that. So yeah, who knows when they're going to get their order over there. So that doesn't, it's not looking great. So yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further comment from council on the lobbying trip to Washington, D.C., December? And then I'll need an amendment to amend with inserting names and travelers.
I can make an amendment to insert the names of Councilman Bell, Councilman Coleman, and Councilman Luby, along with Mayor Tudikoff.
Moved, been amended. Is second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Longo. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Okay, I will restate the motion. The motion is to authorize the mayor and up to 3 councilmen. So named an amendment of Bell, Councilman Bell, Councilman Coleman, Councilman Luby, and Mayor Tudikoff to travel to Washington, D.C. for a purpose of federal lobbying on December 11th through the 13th of 2023. Have a roll call vote, please.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 5-0, With this vote, the council has authorized Councilman Bell, Councilman Coleman, Councilman Luby, and Mayor Turikoff to travel on behalf of the city to Washington, D.C. for the purpose of federal lobbying on December 11th through the 13th of 2023. It's been approved. Are there any council directives to the city manager?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's me. I move to direct the city manager to prepare a non-code ordinance with a one-day exemption to code for New Year's Eve 2023.
New Year's. Okay, motion to directive to the city manager to allow a one-day code change for New Year's.
Yeah, it's a non-code ordinance change for New Year's 2023.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Councilman Ongo. Discussion? Woman.
Yeah, so again, I just want to go down this road first. I know that we'll be discussing again. We'll see what city manager puts the wording together for us, but I'm kind of looking for something similar to the, you know, close at 2 a.m. kind of a thing. So that, I mean, yeah, that's my, we can discuss that later. So anyway, I think we seem like everybody was on board with kind of looking at this. Again, we'll give them a chance to vote on it later, but this is just a directive. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Councilman Bell.
Yeah, I'm going to support this directive too. The only thing I would add is it just make it consistent with Friday and Saturday and you know, allow till 3 o'clock. This is a late night social event as it is. So I don't think it hurts anything by extending an extra hour there.
Okay, thank you. Friendly amendment. No objection. Friendly amendment.
No, I mean, I didn't have anything at the hours. I think that'll be brought up when we actually talk about the proposal. So yeah, I'm open to the discussion.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? I have a roll call vote, please.
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Longo? Ms. Coleman?
Hello? Oh, there you go. Any other directives to this city manager? Okay, hearing none. The community input and announcements. This is a final opportunity to provide information to the council or make announcements. Anyone in chambers? Anyone on Zoom, telephone, or written comments? Okay, thank you. At this time, having completed all items on the agenda, we are adjourned at 7:14. Thank you. Good night, Unalaska.